from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. He joins us each and every Monday on the program. Follow him on Twitter on X at Munsley. Munns, what are we listening to?
I got to think probably one of the only radio stations in the country playing heavy trash in 2024, but hey.
I think so.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's John Spencer and Matt Verderay. It's called The Hump. And it's like garage, in case you've never...
I was saying, it feels like garage, like Black Keys. And I've seen that they're before the Black Keys.
They are, yes.
Yes.
So anyway, it's called The Hump.
We actually got some news, I feel like, for normally like this time of the year where we're just kind of like, all right, how many times can we go through the schedule? But let's start first, before we get to the Huntsville game, we get the report that Memphis is going to play UConn in the first-round game of Maui. I mean, I know it sets up to where, okay, you could be in the loser's bracket and you're kind of up, you know, you're up against it based on how that could be, but I think overall that's a win, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about it from a strength of schedule standpoint, from a net standpoint, I think win or lose, I mean, certainly win, but like even if you lose that game, the way things are projected to go for the Huskies this year, two-time defending national champions, you know, like that can only help you from a metric standpoint. Even if you lose, I mean, certainly. It's not going to look great if you lose by 30. It's not going to be great for your net and your KenPom and your Bartorvik and all that stuff. It's not going to be great for you, or you know, it's not going to be as good for you. But I think if you at least don't get blown out, it's you know, if you're going to have to lose to a team. You know, UConn's one of those teams that it could wind up being just a net neutral or maybe even a net positive if it's a close loss. So I think it's a big deal, especially when you take it into perspective. If you put it in perspective with all the other big non-conference games that Memphis has this year, it's certainly, you know, I wrote 2 weeks ago, like, is this the best? We talked about it. Is this the best non-conference schedule that Memphis has ever had? I think now we can go ahead and say yes.
Yeah, I feel like it's just kind of like running up the score. It's like we were already kind of getting there. Now it feels like this is just, you know, it's tacking on some insurance runs.
It solidifies it for sure. And, I mean, you know, we'll see what the bracket, you know, the bracket's supposed to be released tomorrow, supposed to be announced tomorrow, like, you know, who's on what side of the bracket. I would hazard a guess, just based on the way John Rothstein had it all listed out, that it could very well be Michigan State and Colorado on your side of the bracket, which would mean that Iowa State, Auburn, Dayton, and North Carolina are on the other side of the bracket, but that's fine. Like, Colorado went to the Sweet 16 last year. They're, you know, nobody's projecting them to be this powerhouse this season, but who knows? I mean, you'd certainly rather play a Colorado team coming off a Sweet 16 run than, say, I don't know, Middle Tennessee or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, if you get a UConn, even if you wind up having to play Colorado on day two, you're, no matter what happens on the first 2 days, you're pretty much guaranteed to play somebody who is projected in a projected NCAA tournament team on day three. So, and who knows, maybe you get lucky and you play, you get a projected NCAA tournament team all 3 days. We'll see.
And then we also got the announcement of the Rocket City Classic, correct?
That's correct.
So indeed, it'll be an exhibition game between Memphis and Alabama in Huntsville. Yep. And it's a preseason game, so this is not part of it. How did this all come about?
I mean, it was a few years ago. I don't remember what exact year it was. I think it was the COVID year, 2020, October 2020. There was, these two teams were supposed to play an exhibition game, a charity exhibition game here in Memphis at FedEx Forum. Obviously, you know, no fans and all the restrictions and everything else, they canceled that. This is not like technically a, you know, that game, obviously it's not here, it's there, or it's a neutral site. But I mean, that would be my guess of how this came about, that, you know, they were supposed to do this a few years ago, 4 years ago now. And, they figured out a way to make it to get it done now. Of course, the other thing, I put it in my story that I wrote about the news, that last October, it was after Memphis had just beaten Lane College. Penny was asked about these closed secret scrimmages, which this is not going to be that, but he was asked about, you know, what are his thoughts and feelings about, you know, a lot of these teams around the country are doing that more and more and more, playing these high-profile opponents in these closed scrimmages just to, you know, get some good run in before the season started. And he said he was all for it. He even name-dropped a couple of teams. He was like, you know, what if it's Ohio State? What if it's even Marquette? So, like, his mindset, if you go all the way back to last October, he was already kind of thinking about this. So, you know, this, I don't think this was anything that came up at the last, you know, in very recent times. I think the wheels were in motion on this for a while.
I mean, this is big. This is big Tiger schedule. I mean, this is half of the Final Four. We found out today the Tigers are going to be playing half of this year's Final
That's a good
Four.
Point.
Only one's going to count, but yes, to your point, Kevin. Yes, like again. Even like we were talking about the strongest non-conference schedule in Memphis history, it certainly extends to the preseason. Even though it's not going to count for wins and losses, it's gonna be good for the teams and the coaching staff and like the players and all that stuff. It's gonna be really, really good for everybody involved, especially the charity that is benefiting from this. Let's not let that get lost in the shuffle. But yes, Alabama is projected. I think I looked at Borzello's way too early, top 25. He's got him number two. You know, they went out, they bring back Grant Nelson. They bring back Mark Sears. They add Cliff Omorui. Yeah, Alabama's going to be really good again. So, Penny's not ducking any smoke.
Do you think this is going to be something that becomes more frequent, or is this going to be kind of like a one-off? Because like you said, this idea had been because I'm like you. I'm trying to remember. I feel like it was – there was one year where they had Alabama on the schedule, but, like, it was a road game, and they were trying to get it back in Memphis. And then the proposal was, what about a charity game? Like, does this feel like something they want to do more frequently in the future?
I would say – you mean
– these types of games.
Yes. I think as long as – as long as Penny's here, I would be very surprised if there are not more of these games, these preseason charities against other Division One, not only just Division One teams, but, you know, prominent Division One programs. I would be very surprised. Like, I could even see a blue blood popping up at some point on the preseason exhibition schedule.
Yeah, I haven't seen this game yet, but I like the idea of it so much better than these secret games, the whole secret game thing. It's not fun. Come on. We can see everything now, right, with all these apps?
There was nothing.
Let me see these games. Let me see them.
Although, Munz, though, was there anything better than when, you know, you had the secret scrimmage and as a beat writer you're texting – you know, you're texting the staffers like, can you get me the stat sheet? Can you know, like,
oh, there
was, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
that, Jeffrey. There's lots of things better than that.
there was nothing better, though, when you got the screenshot, you know what I mean? Like, this didn't come from me. It's like, trust me, your secret's safe with me.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't know.
Are we going to be able to watch this?
Say what?
Are we going to be able to watch this game?
I don't know if it's going to be televised or not. This particular one, I don't know if it's going to be televised, but I do know that fans are allowed to be there. Media is allowed to be there. Admission is free, although they are...
it's free admission for a charity.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. They're suggesting a $20 donation at the door.
And a canned good.
Yeah, so...
good old food drive. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I don't know if the detail. Like, we don't even know what time tip off is. So,
if you want to see it, you can see it though,
in Huntsville.
You should be able to. Yeah, in Huntsville. It's great stuff to do. Great weekend trip.
It ain't, but I think it's like 4 hours, a 4 hour drive. So it's not too bad.
What's the date? Isn't Huntsville doing? Or maybe that was Florence. Someone's doing like a big, like, bands that the three of us would want to go see. Like, they're doing like a. I want to say maybe it was Muscle Shoals. They're doing a big, like, 3 day.
We're trying to tie this in, but Huntsville is really Huntsville. You're not a bad. I mean, it would be a short trip, but also it is one of those southern cities that kind of has some momentum going. So it could be a fun. Yeah,
I want to say it's like you can go see like Blink and the Goo Goo Dolls in the same weekend. I want to say it was like Muscle Shoals. I want to say there was if not Collective Soul, maybe there was someone that was like, oh, Munz will be in on that.
I'm down for the trip.
I didn't need any convincing, Jeffrey, but you say Collective Soul, and I'm there whether, you know, like rain, sleet, snow, whatever, I'm there.
Yeah, it's the South Star Music Festival.
Okay, who's any of these bands?
All right, hang on. I was trying to, Aaliyah one time. So it's September the 29th, so it's like a month before the...
Oh.
Yeah, we can't stay that long.
Now I'm disappointed.
Well, and then also, everything for me is clouded by I have to cover high school football. And I think that is also a weekend... No. I was like, I was making sure that was... there's a weekend where I've got to go to Chattanooga. But I don't think... All right, here we go. The headliners are... I mean, this really is like 16-year-old me would have been just so happy. You get... Gwen Stefani. Okay, no, thank you. But you've got our boys, Shinedown, Jimmy Eat World, Gin Blossoms, Blink 182, Beck Still Alive, Kicking Around, Goo Goo Dolls, Sublime, Pete Yorn, Vanessa Carlton. I wonder, you think she'll play 1,000 Miles?
You think?
I would.
Juvenile?
Think so.
TLC?
This is big.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the name of it? Is it 90s themed?
It is the South Star Music Festival in Huntsville, Alabama on September 28th and 9th.
All right. This is a type of...
Yeah. Saturday-Sunday affair.
Okay. Good stuff. I mean, I'm that, like, that is... that. You're right. That is peak 90s, late, early 2000s. Right down a lot of people's alley, I think.
All right. Also, you got to speak to Penny twice last week, or was it just once?
I spoke to him myself once,
okay.
But then he also spoke for 106 seconds at in Collierville.
Okay.
We didn't think we thought Collierville was going to be the only chance we had to speak with him, and then whoops, surprise, he spoke at TPC Southwind Wednesday afternoon. I happened to be lucky enough to be there. I think we got him for about 6 minutes there, and it was good. You know, he talked a lot about just like his biggest takeaway from the off-season workouts was just how quickly this team has bonded and built some really good chemistry. And it's like, you know, that's what you hope for. That was the whole point of bringing everybody together so much sooner than you have in years past. You know, you get everybody here as early as possible together. You iron out the kinks. You start building chemistry. And he said it like actually worked. You know, that everybody seems to be really, really, really locked in together. And he credited Musa Cisse and Tyrese Hunter and Tyree Smith for sort of taking the lead on that. What was it? Saturday, I actually got to talk to Tyrese Hunter, Dane Danger, Colby Rogers and PJ Haggerty for the first time since they got here. And, you know, they kind of echoed everything Penny said. And it sounds great. Like, it really, really sounds good. If you're a Memphis fan, and also if you're a Memphis fan, you're keeping your fingers crossed that it's not just, you know, that it actually carries over and plays out the way everybody's making it sound.
Did it feel like the tone was different last Wednesday?
Yes, very much so. It was very relaxed. I don't want to say it was a complete 180 from the other time at TPC Southwind, earlier this summer, where it was a little bit tense, but it was close to a 180, and a very pleasant surprise. And, you know, It was good, and maybe that's because the other time we tried to talk to him out at TPC, the summer workouts hadn't started. This time they'd already gone through the entire summer, and maybe he felt better about maybe he really did feel good about what he saw this during the 10 weeks that they were here for summer workouts. And so I don't know, we'll see.
You had told us this, I don't know, at least a month ago, if not more, but we got the official news that Daniel Vieira Tuck will not be on the team. I've noticed this trend, and I'm curious to know if it continues. Are we just now at the point where someone is not eligible? It's like, well, it was the school that he went to. He got taken advantage of. It's like, okay, like, I get it. I'm not saying that everyone is operating with, you know, the best of intentions, like, altruistically, but it's like, you could have not gone to the school. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of getting frustrated with, like, that it's, you know, well, it was this school that was like a predator. It's like, okay, well, you chose to go there. Like, I don't know. Like, that's kind of frustrated me.
No, I certainly understand where you're coming from, just because, you know, you ultimately are in charge of your own destiny, your own fate. You know what I mean? Like, again, like you said, sometimes people get screwed over, and maybe that is what happened in this case. But like in talking to Daniel's dad, you know, he was telling me that like one of the problems was the school enrolled him in the same class twice. And it just feels like that's something that's pretty easy to sniff out and look at and say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe.
Like, why am I taking this class again?
Yeah, like, is this necessary? Because it feels like it's not necessary, and it feels like it might come back to bite me. Like, I should probably be taking another class that would count, you know, that I would get the credits that I need to get to be able to go to college. And so, yeah, I mean, the other thing is, it's like once what's done is done. You know, I just feel like, you know, it's done, and you kind of you move on, and just felt like this dragged out a little while. probably a little too long, but but bottom line is Daniel Vieira-Tuck will not be at Memphis this season. He says, he and his dad both say there that Daniel is still committed to Memphis for next season. Kind of gets, you take that with a big grain of salt.
Yeah.
Just because of the way things have gone with Penny Hardaway teams and his program over the last few years, and the fact that the other thing that nobody's really talking about is I think Daniel's going to be like either 20 or 21 by this time next year. Not many true freshmen come in as a 20-year-old or 21-year-old, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, he's a very good player by all accounts, and I think you want him on your team if you can have him. It's just a matter of, is he going to be able to? I mean, if he's not eligible now, and I take that back. His dad told me that he's going to be working on his associate's degree, and once he gets that, he'll be eligible. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we are this time next year.
All right, and then lastly, the Tigers do reportedly have a new strength coach.
Yes, I reported that this morning. That's what my sources are telling me. His name is Todd Forcier. And
Forcier, not Forcier.
Correct, Forcier. Okay. He was out of basketball this past season, but he spent the previous 13 seasons as the strength coach for the Portland, most recently as a strength coach for the Portland Trailblazers. During that 13 years, he did a few other things, but most recently he was the head strength coach for the Trailblazers. He was also the head strength coach at Kentucky before that. I think Dayton, if I remember right, I'm not looking at it, but I think he was also the head strength coach at Dayton before that. So he's got a lot of experience. He's also got some basketball in his family. His brother, Chad Forcier, is on Budenholzer's staff. He's an assistant coach with the Suns. He's been an assistant coach in the NBA for like the last 20 years, his brother. And in 2018 and 2019, he was with the Grizzlies. So some basketball in his family and some experience in Memphis in his family. So, he started today, and that's good. One step closer to a complete staff.
Munns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jason Munns, of course, the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. You can go read all of his work over at commercialappeal.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.